Welcome, welcome, one and all, to another fantastic episode of this super mini show.
That's right.
I was talking to Luke, and he was saying this is like the fourth time we've changed the name.
So it was... Okay, yes, it is, actually. So it was Super Mega Show After Hours.
Should we give some power to the people? Be like, do you like Super Mega Genius? Because why are we changing? We've changed the name so often.
I guess Super Mini Show, just it's catchier and it fits better for what it is.
But you made a logo that usually is displayed during the show.
I can change a logo. In fact, I could even at some point soon make a... Because, you know, the podcast has a the whole computer opening thing. Could do something in a similar same style, so it's like a little add-on almost, like it's like in Microsoft Paint type look or something.
Yeah.
And you see like the program and pop-ups or whatever, something really short, something not like as big as the other one, obviously. But I like Super Mini Show. Super Mega Junior's good too.
Yeah.
It was just always tricky. I always saw a lot of people asking, what is Super Mega Junior? What the F is Super Mega Junior? We'll put a poll out. There was
just in case, you know, we're going to...
Right.
We're getting a little too...
We want to listen to you guys. You guys matter. Super Mega Show After Hours. Super Mega Show Junior. Super Mega Junior. Super Mini Show.
Yeah.
So... No. It was Super Mega Show After Hours. Then just...
After Hours.
After Hours. That's the second name. Super Mega Show Junior. Then it was
Super Mini Show?
Super Mega Junior. And then this is the fifth name.
Damn.
Guys, this is the beauty of creativity, right?
And y'all seen it, y'all Patreon subscribers. Y'all behind the scenes connoisseurs.
Oh yeah. You guys are Patreon enjoyers. You guys are the Chad Patreon-pilled enjoyers, watchers, while everyone over on YouTube or Spotify,
beta,
those are the virgin non-patrons.
Yeah.
I could come up with a better name than that.
I'm sure. But how's Binding of Isaac going? I know you've been playing that still. Any more progress? Any more updates? Anything to congratulate yourself over, my good man?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just... trying to basically just unlock items right now. So I'm trying to basically just go through and beat challenges. I've beat a good 7 or 8 of them, but the challenges are actually really fucking hard. Like, it'll be like, do this whole run and beat Mom's heart and you can't shoot tears at all. You can only click every now and then a fart button that knocks enemies back and damages them. So it's shit like that. It's really hard. Oh, and no item rooms. So,
some of the challenges are fun though.
Yeah,
like the daily challenge stuff is typically, I'm guessing, really fun.
It's really fun, but you don't unlock anything from those.
They're just like, for the people who have done everything, here's something else.
Yeah, and I'm trying to unlock items because when you unlock items, it adds it to the game. So I've just been trying to beat the game as much as I can all the way through as different characters on hard mode. I've done some pretty good progress. 520 items or something unlocked total. So yeah, I'm feeling 22, you know?
Yeah.
We should do I thought of a great Patreon perk. Actually something
Dick pics.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that tier yet.
Oh.
That's something I want to save for when we really fall off.
The one for when we have the we take like physical pictures as in like
yeah. The Polaroid one, yeah. Where 10 people can pay $10,000 a month. And
for an up-close flash.
Mm-hmm. Of our penises. It's actually, just to be more efficient, both penises in one picture, they're touching.
Yes.
And you guys will just, they'll have to figure out whose penis is whose.
We have the sticker club. Eventually, we're going to have the penis club.
Mm-hmm. And that is, like, you know, limited. It's not like everyone and their mother can sign up for the penis club. So, I mean, if you guys in the comments are, you know...
Although we will not deny anyone's mother if they want to pay as much to the penis club.
If you want to join the penis club and you're a mother, or if you and your mother want to join the penis club. Now, you can't share a subscription.
No.
You know, I've seen bozos on Patreon share a subscription and their name is blank and blank. And I'm going, excuse me?
What?
What?
Sharing a subscription is for babies, unless... your man or I and sharing your Netflix subscription or something with parents. I don't know. We get a pass.
Yes. We offer ourselves a lot of grace that we refuse to extend to others in mm-hmm. the same situation. But that's just how it is.
That's only because I look at the world through my lens only.
Yeah, and let's just say the McGee shades are looking pretty nice.
Thank you.
The McGeetson shades.
Oh, shit.
Combined our last names.
Okay, I like that.
Because we have the same worldview, same outlook.
Inherently, yeah.
But yeah, Binding of Isaac, I'm still playing multiple hours a day. I am
fucking awesome.
Loving it, dude. As I've gotten a little bit older, I've found myself like finding a game and sticking with it longer. Mm-hmm. Like old school RuneScape, I haven't touched it in a while.
You should go back and get into that the Play-Doh looking Zelda remake thing they did.
Oh, I already did.
Did you?
Yeah, earlier a couple months ago.
Really? Uh-huh. Did you beat it?
No. I got farther than I've ever gotten.
But still, that's something.
I got, there were like two more dungeons.
After a while, I'm sure it's like, there's so much, like, I
get stuck, and then I could look at walkthroughs, but it's just like, it's a lot of walking, mm-hmm. no pun intended. I love Link's Awakening. That's the game we're talking about.
No pun intended.
I said, I could look at a walkthrough, and
got it. Sorry.
In the game, there's
Sorry.
A lot of walking.
I was trying to find the Christopher Walken mention, but yeah,
I'm talking about Christopher Reeves. He actually they put him in the game as a boss, pretty cool. But they put the version of him that's after the accident,
yeah,
which I thought was distasteful.
Also, I thought it was distasteful that the movie studios then renamed all of the Superman films Not So Superman.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, this is his legacy, and in the movies he is strong and he is you know, Superman. Just because he had an accident with a horse and lost the ability to move, you know, like...
And then all the other Supermen after that were either Superman underscore real as the title or the real Superman.
Yeah, the underscore real felt almost like a mistake because that's like what you would name a file.
Exactly.
Like Superman underscore final mm-hmm. two. But
I guess they were trying something new age. It was like in the early 2000s, you know, I guess a lot of that technological... Mumbo Jumbo was like popular to do. Yeah. It was like a corny little thing.
You know, the Y2K aesthetic is popular. Anyone who does the Y2K aesthetic is kind of corny and it's really stupid.
You and I yap in some make-believe land as if it is reality. Like, I think, sorry, I'm just like 70% of our conversations is all like just yapping in some non-existent universe.
Yeah, because it's like the podcast goes between like, I think we shift between a real conversation about something that is real, mm-hmm. not, but, and then we'll randomly just completely transition into a conversation that is not rooted in reality, that we're pretending is a real thing, such as Christopher Reeves being in the new Zelda game.
Yeah, being called Not So Superman.
Right.
Very believable, too.
Yeah. I guess I see people have a difficult time sometimes differentiating. Do you ever think we take it a little too far with the bits in our seriousness when delivering, and people genuinely can't tell the difference between reality and fiction?
I don't think we ever take it too far because we're entertainment.
Yep.
There's only sometimes I will say I do eventually if like a If we go on too long where we're not talking about something that I can actually sink my teeth into or like be legitimately interested in, I do find myself getting bored of the bit if it goes on. Not if the bit goes on too long, but if like we go so long without even being just talking about something we're legitimately interested in.
Yeah, you know? And I've seen the criticism before that it's like all they do is bits now. They don't talk about their personal lives at all.
But we like doing bits.
Yeah, which one, love doing bits. Two, we don't really want to go too deep into our personal lives at this point in our life. And three, bits are epic. Oh, and four, it's actually not different from earlier stuff.
Now this is how we've always been. Though.
Literally, go back, listen to Super Mega Cast, like episode 4. Pick a random episode. It's a lot of bits. It's a lot of bits and bobs.
Bips and bobs.
Bits and bobs, baby. That's a good... dude, we could make a fucking electronics store where we sell like old laptops and stuff. Bits and bobs.
Bits and bobs is all you need.
You bob for apples.
Yeah, that's a Baldur's Gate 3 reference, because there's a merchant, in fact, like the first merchant you come across, essentially. Got some bits and bobs.
Oh, but he doesn't call it bits and bobs.
He does say bits and bobs, though. But he doesn't. His shop isn't called Bits and Bobs. No,
it's not. Bits makes...
It's not like TM or anything like
okay.
that.
Okay, so we could still
yes
open Bits and Bobs.
Yeah, but we could do it as because Baldur's Gate and the D&D has such a big fan base. We centered all around that merchant character.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's a it's like a licensed. I mean, that's a property, an intellectual property that's not ours.
Not if we're parroting it.
The loophole every time works every time.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, I'm parroting SpongeBob. We just start like Super Mega's SpongeBob SquarePants parody roller coaster land. That's what we call it.
I love the idea of putting tens of millions of dollars up to build an amusement park, but not coming up with an original idea. like having that much dedication and manpower and resources and money to actually build a whole theme park, but just ripping off SpongeBob for it.
Super Mega's SpongeBob roller coaster
SpongeBob.
Land. SpongeBob.
SpongeBob
Parody Land.
I like SpongeBob Parody Land.
Because then it's in the name. It's a parody of SpongeBob.
No one can take it
seriously. Can you still use the name SpongeBob in the title, though? You could still get fucked over for that, huh?
Here.
But it's a parody.
Well, how about it actually... I got it. How about... Technically, it's themed after a guy named Bob.
Not a pet named Steve?
No, not a pet named Steve, okay, unfortunately. Okay. But that is one to put on the back burner.
Good.
Circle back around to. A guy named Bob, who just has a sponge collection. He collects sponges in his room. Bedroom's filled with sponges. And he's obsessed with sponges. He stims over sponges. And he goes by the nickname SpongeBob. So we could still use the cartoon SpongeBob imagery, but the name is referencing SpongeBob. So it's not actually...
Bob named Sponge.
A Bob named Sponge! A sponge named Bob! Referencing a classic Markiplier bit right
Steve,
there.
Of course.
A pet named Steve. That was like watching a man descend into madness.
Well, he did descend into madness. He laughed for like 5 minutes straight.
I mean, a pet named Steve is a pet named Steve.
What was that game even? Do you remember? You edited it, right?
No, that pet named
that was
Steve
that him?
Was after
that
we...
That was all him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A pet named Steve was later, mm-hmm. After we stopped editing for Marky Moo. But I was thinking... That was when we were editing for Boogie. That was during that time frame.
Yeah.
And I actually...
Apparently, Lolcal Live is going to end.
What? I never would have seen that coming. You can't keep those people organized?
These are the rumors that I've heard.
Keem call you up again?
Yeah.
Late night? Still calling you on your landline?
He was upset that I didn't come to July 4th party.
Gotcha. Well, you know, he's a millionaire. If he could pay for your plane ticket to Buffalo, New York, then maybe you could show up easier. But not everyone has a private jet and a helicopter like Keemstar. But I brought Boogie up because I kind of wanted to smoothly transition into something that I don't want you to be mad about.
Okay.
Promise you're not going to be mad?
I can't promise that beforehand. That's
fine.
That's a manipulative tactic.
No, it's not.
To try to control my emotion around your action.
Cap.
No cap.
No cap. Facts. It is facts, though.
Yeah.
So, I know that we haven't had the most money as of late.
Yeah.
And luckily, our viewers are incredibly supportive and help us keep the lights on at this office and help
support
us.
The live streams, mm-hmm. You know, just even watch, show up and watch the content.
Watching this right now, you're supporting
Complain
us.
Complain to Luke about some things, I'm sure.
He cries.
Which he loves.
He gets tears in his eyes.
Luke's always looking, and that's what I appreciate about Luke. I'll get back. I just want to praise Luke real quick.
Yeah.
I just want you, I'll let you get back to it. But Luke's always looking to improve. And he told me and you, it's like, if you could tell me whatever I'm doing wrong all the time, even if something is, you perceive as wrong, you know, Right. Something that is just, that you think is wrong.
Right.
Call me out on it. And he said, I'll go a step further. Have the fans do it. Because I'm not going to learn unless I get called out on my shit.
That's what real accountability looks like.
So I appreciate Luke. He might even just cut that part out.
I could see it now. Just God damn it. But back to the Boogmeister.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it comes to money, we haven't been the prettiest pie in the shop as of late, but
we're no Kai Cenat.
Well, in some ways we are, but in other ways, like money, we're not. And how do people get rich investments? I
mean, you got your ancestry.com. So
yeah, but that's personal information. Yeah, okay. So I took all of the money in the bank account, and I wanted to surprise you by saying, hey, we're rich. And I saw a really good opportunity because Boogie 2988, he had a new cryptocurrency called Fatty mm-hmm. Token. And
I saw that.
Yeah, I just put a little bit of our money into it, just kind of just messing around.
Our accountant says we need to invest. It's not good to just keep money in the company account.
Yeah, so I maybe moved all the money from the company account into Fatty Token.
All the money?
I mean, there was still like $25 left to prevent an overdraft fee, but just hear me out. Boogie promised it was going to go to the moon, and they call me Diamond Hands Watson for a reason.
Did you take that as literally you thought that this was in some way going to put you on the physical moon itself because you're obsessed with space? Was there any sort of misconception on your part there? We get into the thick of it.
I'm not going to say that was not the case. But yeah, Boogie said it was going to increase like 90%.
Go to the moon.
Yeah, go to the moon. It actually...
You've always wanted to go to the moon, and he knows that.
I lost 90% of the company's money over the weekend. So we're going to have to hold off on our paychecks for a couple months, maybe. But that's the risk you take when you invest. That's the name of the game. I thought I could trust Boogie. You look at him and you can tell that he's a trustworthy person. You're not mad? Well, I think that's just about as good a place as any to wrap this one up.